All right, let's go. It's Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. How you doing? It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. That's me. Real quick, look at all the top stories across the board as you start your day, and the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story, a big one out of Gaza. These details come from Reuters. A surprise Israeli strike claimed the lives of more than 400 Palestinians. It is the biggest strike since the ceasefire was agreed to back in January. There had been several weeks of calm for the most part. And now this, Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas each accused the other of breaking the truce. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he ordered the strikes after Hamas refused to change the ceasefire agreement. According to these reports, he wants to destroy Hamas and free all of the hostages being held by the group. He called this attack only the beginning. This war has reportedly claimed over 48,000 lives since it began, and this attack makes it one of the deadliest days of the war. To sports. Everyone knows the first game of the baseball season doesn't count, right? That's the thing. I know, I'm kidding. Congrats to the Dodgers on getting the win yesterday. They beat the Cubs in Tokyo. Jack White and Bill Murray were there together. That's cool. They're both big Cubs fans. It's a two-game series with game two coming again very early this morning. Also, I just saw that Yahoo Sports, they ran their annual simulation in a video game, MLB The Show 25. They want to see how the season might turn out. They do this every year. And this time around, they have the Milwaukee Brewers winning it all. The Brewers have never won a World Series, and according to this simulation, this is their year. Lastly, I don't know that I can possibly keep up with every major move in March Madness once it really gets going, but one headline from yesterday, Alabama State got their first NCAA tournament win in school history. It was very cool, and man, they won on a crazy last-second Hail Mary shot. I'll post that video. Super exciting start to the tournament. I'm going to put it up at First Thing Pod if you want to see it in the Instagram stories. They'll now play Auburn in the round of 64. On to some entertainment headlines. First, an update this morning on Tracy Morgan. That became such a big story yesterday that he got sick while courtside at the Knicks game and had to be taken out in a wheelchair. Tracy addressed it on Instagram. I can post his post. I'll repost it up there as well. He said it was food poisoning. It's not clear what he ate, but he said he ate something bad earlier in the day, which is what led to that scene. He also said that the Knicks are now 1-0 when he throws up on the court, so that's something. Now an update on Jonathan Majors. I mentioned him yesterday that recently surfaced audio, and today the update is he's married. According to TMZ, he and Megan Good got married yesterday in a small ceremony at their home in LA. He also has a new movie coming out this weekend called Magazine Dreams, so lots going on. Gal Gadot received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. There was some commotion, though. Protesters on different sides of the war in Gaza clashed a bit at the gathering. A number of arrests were reportedly made. And lastly here in relationship news, Pete Davidson has a new girlfriend. And while people always joke around about his history of dating famous women, this time she is not a celebrity, just a normal person. According to reports, he really likes her and his family approves. Moving on to movie and TV news. We finally got a trailer for Happy Gilmore 2. That's big. They're all back for it. Happy, Virginia, Shooter, even Ben Stiller's character with the handlebar mustache. He's in the trailer. It's going to be on Netflix in July, and I've got that up in our Instagram stories if you want to see it. Also up there, a trailer for a new movie called Materialists. Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal are all in this. That's a big cast. The movie's going to be in theaters in June, and the trailer is also up there. In remake news, Single White Female is getting an update. The original came out in 1992, a real cult classic. Now Taylor Russell and Jenna Ortega are attached to this new one. I don't think that's official, but negotiations are reportedly happening. Also, there's a new Starship Troopers movie in the works. Apparently, more like the 1959 novel and not so much the 1997 movie. Starship Troopers coming soon. In TV news, the show The Sex Lives of College Girls is done at Max after 3 seasons. It has been canceled. Disney Plus just launched a 24/7 Simpsons stream. All 767 episodes playing constantly, one after another. That's available now with Disney Plus. And a couple things on your television today and tonight. Hulu has a new show with Ellen Pompeo and Mark Duplass. It's called Good American Family. That's out today. And for the music fans, specifically the country fans, NBC and Peacock have a special called Opry 100 Live Celebration. It's a three-hour special. Blake Shelton is hosting it. Garth Brooks, Carrie Underwood, Reba, Dierks Bentley, they're all set to perform.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show that you love so much is sponsored by Nundaka. Peaks Nundaka. Peak is spelled P-I-Q-U-E. I only endorse these products that I genuinely love, and this is for sure one of them. I wake up early. I've always been a coffee drinker, but lately I've been looking for a coffee alternative, and I'm so happy that I found this one. I feel like it's an upgrade. I really do. One of the benefits of Nundaka, it's going to do good stuff for your metabolism, and I genuinely feel lighter and less weighed down right now. It's got sustained, calm energy. It's going to boost your mood and focus. It's made with pure, clean ingredients. Very important to me. To find out more, head to peaklife.com/firstthing. Again, P-I-Q-U-E, life.com/firstthing. If you want to join me and try it, I'll get you a deal. I can save you 20% off for life, and you'll get a free starter kit with your first purchase. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. First in festival news, Lollapalooza just revealed their 2025 lineup. My favorite festival. The show is happening over the course of 4 days in July and August in Grant Park in Chicago. Olivia Rodrigo, Tyler, the Creator, Sabrina Carpenter, Luke Combs, Doechii, Gracie Abrams, Phineas, Korn. I'll post the full lineup if you want to see the whole list. And I mentioned Luke Combs. He'll be the first ever country act to headline a night of Lollapalooza. And for the first time ever, a rock band is not one of the headliners. They're evolving. Crazy. In other concert news, 311 just announced a summer tour. The band's Bad Flower and Sitting on Saturn will be out on the road with them. That gets started in June in Atlantic City. I can post those dates up there as well. In concert ticket news, Neil Young is no longer selling platinum-priced tickets. He said he was inspired by Robert Smith from The Cure. He had called these expensive tickets, quote, a greedy scam that artists can opt out of to make a difference for fans. And now Neil Young has done just that. He's opting out. Concerts are very expensive, so I respect it. And they're too late, right? Can we just start them at like 5? I want to go to bed. In new music news, Youngblood just released a 9-minute anthem called Hello, Heaven, Hello. That's out now. Travis Barker just confirmed that he's producing the next Yellow Card album. He's also going to drum on the record. That's cool. Elton John and Brandi Carlile have a new album on the way, and we just found out that on April 6th, CBS and Paramount Plus will air a concert special. The two of them together on stage in London. Again, that'll air April 6th. And Queen is in the news. We just found out that Queen will receive the Polar Music Prize for 2025. It's a Swedish award that has also gone to people like Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, Sting, Joni Mitchell. It's known as the Nobel Prize of Music. This year, it's going to Queen. Some additional headlines on this Wednesday morning. President Trump had his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. And according to the White House, they spoke about the need for peace and a ceasefire in the Ukraine war. It's reported that while peace was discussed, Putin did not agree to Trump's proposed full 30-day ceasefire. He did reportedly agree to a 30-day halt on energy facility strikes, though. They also discussed a possible hockey match between the U.S. and Russia, so covered a lot of ground. In other Trump news, he just ordered the release of all JFK files, unredacted. 80,000 pages of documents connected to the assassination of John F. Kennedy Jr. were released to the public yesterday afternoon. So I'm sure it's going to take a bit for people to parse through them, although I did read that the files are not expected to contain any large revelations. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams are back on Earth, finally. That's great. They spent 286 days in space, which is not like unheard of for astronauts by any means, but it was much longer than they had originally expected. It was supposed to be an 8-day trip. 286 days is what it turned into. They splashed down off the coast of Florida around 6 p.m. Eastern yesterday. In dog news, the American Kennel Club just revealed their annual list of America's favorite dog breeds, and for the third year in a row, it's French Bulldog. Love those little guys. Prior to the Frenchies' 3-year run on top, Labrador Retrievers held that top spot for 31 consecutive years. Lastly, here, that brings us to the end. Yesterday, I had an animal story. The day before, it was about a medical breakthrough. I always like to end the show with something positive. And today, it's a combo of those two things. The first brown bear to have brain surgery is doing well. Boki is his name. He lives in a zoo in England, and vets there, they found a buildup of fluid around Boki's brain. That's not good. They knocked him out, performed the necessary surgery. Can you imagine if he woke up, if that anesthesia wore off while he was on the table? Good Lord. Anyway, shortly after the surgery, he went into hibernation. He just woke up, and they say he is in great shape, a full recovery for Boki. It's just, it's wild. People can do these amazing things. I love it. I've got a video of Boki up in our Instagram stories if you want to see him. Get a little more of the story at First Thing Pod, and the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, thanks for being here. Thanks to Joan R. for posting about the show on Instagram. I love it. Love you, Joan. Thank you. I'll take all of the publicity from all y'all that I can get. I'm back tomorrow with a brand new rundown of everything. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Please tell your friends about this show.